everybody. Welcome to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far. I'm your host, Joe Youngblood, and just in case this is the first time you've watched one of these episodes, wanted to quickly tell you what the show is about. Every week, we recap the major happenings in digital marketing for our fellow digital marketers. We know you're busy, we know you've had a long week, and you're just trying to find a quick way to catch up on everything you've missed, and that's what this show is all about. It's Friday, February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. We're going to get started off like we do every week over on YouTube. In YouTube news, the classic YouTube layout will be deprecated by the end of March. That's next month. The classic layout has been accessible by users ever since the new layout came out 3 years ago. A new report by App Annie shows that YouTube dominated mobile app entertainment usage in 2019. They were the number one viewed application, number one most used application for that timeshare, taking up 70% of the global time spent on mobile apps for entertainment purposes. By the way, just in case you're curious, Netflix came in at number 6 on that list. YouTube is testing a new monetization feature for creators called Applause. Applause will allow users of YouTube to purchase applauses for $2 each and then give them as a tip to videos to creators on videos that those creators have made that the user really likes. Now let's dive in to Google. Google's John Mueller has stated that websites probably do need to promote themselves in order to rank higher in the search engine. The new Google Ads partner requirements were sent out this week, and it is upsetting pretty much everybody who is currently a Google partner, including myself. The new requirements start in the summer, and they require Google partners to completely adhere to every single optimization recommendation made by Google Ads, and they require a minimum of $20,000 in ad sales over the previous 90-day period in order to stay a Google partner. Now, this upsets a lot of Google partners and Google PPC ad managers because not all of the recommendations made by Google are actually good or useful for the business that the ad account is being ran for. For example, Google may recommend that you run ads broadly on a keyword when you want to run those on an exact match version of that keyword. If you make that decision under the new Google partner requirements, you will lose your partner status and no longer be considered a Google partner ad agency. A new update on Google Ads will make it easier to determine how changes to an ad account impacted the performance of those ads. Google Search Console introduced a new feature this week reporting on review and rating markups inside of the tool. Google My Business had a rejected post problem, which started at the end of last week and continued through this week until they fixed it. If you had a post getting rejected and you were trying to make posts on Google My Business and it wasn't working, try again. The problem has been fixed. This week, Google My Business updated their help document telling businesses how to rank higher in Google Maps or in that local pack inside of Google Search. The big change here is that they appear to have told businesses to put keywords in the business description that would help them be found by consumers, and it's being interpreted by local SEOs as improving the rankings of the business on certain keywords. Now, ever since Google My Business has been a thing, local SEOs have tested this and came to a resounding conclusion that keywords inside of the business description and the description itself do not actually impact the rankings inside of Google Maps or inside of that Google local pack. So it's a bit odd that Google added this verbiage. Some think that it may mean that Google My Business in the near future will use those keywords for rankings, even though they're not currently using it right now. After the original verbiage was posted to the help document, it was amended a little bit. In some of the verbiage that they used, they removed, but it still clearly indicates that businesses should put keywords in their business descriptions. Over on the Snappity Chatty, Snapchat is testing a new design. Now, the last time Snapchat redesigned the app, it was a major disaster, and they lost lots of users. So we'll see how the new design takes off, but they're actually testing this one instead of just rolling it out first. Snapchat is also testing a new search feature called Here For You. The idea behind the new search feature is to help Snapchat users with their mental health issues. For example, a user might type in the keyword anxiety, and Snapchat would then recommend a bunch of relaxing videos in order to help try and reduce the anxiety of that user. Over on Pinterest, Pinterest made $1 billion last year, and apparently I'm in the wrong industry. Pinterest has a new program I think is called Verified Merchants. I'm not 100% sure. The idea behind the new program is to highlight trustworthy merchants throughout the Pinterest website and the Pinterest ecosystem. We take you now to Bing. Over on Bing slash Microsoft Ads, Microsoft Advertising is adding 4 new capabilities to shopping campaigns in order to try and make working on those campaigns more efficient. Conditional if statements are also now available for all Microsoft Ads accounts. Bonus round! The FTC could approve tougher penalties for companies that utilize influencer marketing and don't ensure that their influencers clearly disclose that it's a paid or sponsored post being made. A new startup called AdQuick just raised $6 million for their out-of-home advertising platform. The idea here is to compete against Google and Facebook's online ad dominance by using an online ad platform for offline or out-of-home advertising. This might sound familiar, as there is a company already sort of doing this with electronic billboards called Blip. So keep an eye on the out-of-home advertising industry going digital. Yelp has launched a new video ad type called Showcase Ads, and they also released a new type of in-store attribution called Yelp Store Visits. Finally this week, ICANN may allow VeriSign, the company that manages .com domains, to raise the prices that they charge internet registrars for the .com domains for each one. This could result in a 70% price hike over the next 10 years. That is an insane amount. ICANN is accepting public comment, but that public comment form closes today, Friday, February 14th, If you're out there and you care about domains and you don't want to spend 70% more, you should go to the ICANN website and file a public comment. I also have that link down in the description below. That's it for the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning into this episode of our podcast. Thank you to everybody who has subscribed or downloaded our podcast so far. Please feel free to share this with your friends. If you have any feedback, we'd love to hear from you. Head over to the joeyoungblood.com website, click on that contact link in the navigation bar there, and send us a message. Let us know what you think. Reach out to me on social media. I'm pretty easy to get a hold of. I'll talk to you next week.